I'm an addict. My name is Sita.
Hey, Sita.
Hey, Sita.
Hi. It's nice to be here. I've had a lot of thoughts about this and a lot of excuses I wanted to find on how to not do this. Because I, you know what my disease does is I make myself way too important. And I have to be reminded and remind myself that it's not about me. You know, it's not my message. It's in the book and I made the decision to follow it, you know, and to make myself part of it. So thanks for asking me to share and allowing me to share. And it's good to be here. I haven't prepared anything, even though I try to, you know, I want to feel, how do I say it? I want you guys to think I'm good. And that's what always kept me, you know, in isolation. That's always kept me away from other people, is this feeling of not being good enough. You know, thinking that people are looking down on me. And that's stuff I really need to look at in my program, to see that I create my own reality and my disease does that. And it's not real. You know, what struck me was... Wait, I have to look for it, because you guys were reading the reading cards, you know, and I felt like I could understand it. Even though I don't speak Swedish, I don't speak the language, but I felt like, you know, I knew what you guys were saying. And one sentence really, like I just heard it for the first time. I'm trying to look it up in the Grey Book. But it said something about not being able to, you know, to... Hold on, let me look for it. Through our inability to accept personal responsibilities, we were actually creating our own problems. And it felt like I just heard that for the first time, because what I've been looking at recently and what I've been doing my whole life is blaming other people, you know, wanting to throw a big pity party and not wanting to look at myself. And it's great that this program has allowed me to start to look at myself in that way. Because recently I just feel like a 16-year-old, you know. I'm an adult woman, but I feel like I'm just a child. And that's something that took a long time and a lot of action and looking at myself in this program to... You know, to accept that reality, that I just feel that way and I can't really do much about it. And it started with, you know, in my addiction, in my active using, I couldn't do it no more. I felt like shit. I didn't know what to do. I kept looking for different ways to keep doing what I wanted to do, you know, have different jobs all the time. And it didn't work out for me. And I didn't know what to expect when I went to my first meeting, but it wasn't all this that has happened to me in the past few years. I didn't know what to expect. Somebody asked me to join them, and I went with them, even though I didn't really like it. I didn't want to. And that night I slept with the white key tag in my hand, because I knew I didn't want to use again, but I didn't know what was coming at me. And I had this hope of, like, or if I quit using, it'll be fine, you know, it'll work itself out. And I'm glad it didn't, because I think if I would only stop using and still live the way I used to live, I'd still be miserable. But I think the illusion of just being clean, that would be good enough, kept me going in the beginning, you know, because I kept showing up every day. And it dawned on me, like, I have to find a new way to live. And I tried really hard to do that on my own. To, you know, look the best, act like the best recovered addict anyone would have ever seen with 30 days clean. You know, I really tried hard to not let anyone in and not let anyone see how much pain I had and how insecure I was. And it just recently... You know, I've discovered that that also doesn't work. You know, I can't fix myself doing this program by myself. I just can't do that, you know. But it took a lot of pain and feeling embarrassed to admit that. And I'm kind of glad I had the illusion that I could still do that in the beginning. Because like I said, it kept me going. And it somehow it kept me coming back, you know, seeing other people, being happy, seeing them, you know, laughing, having productive lives. That's all I ever wanted, but I never thought I was worth doing that. You know, I always thought I deserved this misery I put myself in and my disease put me in. But coming back, you know, showed me that that there's a different way. And that I started saying yes, you know, to good, by the way, that you guys are putting the effort in the translation. That was something I enjoy doing too, and still do, you know, going to the fellowship weekends, the translation days, you know, the area days. I just said yes, I didn't know what was going on. I just showed up, people took me with them. They were very friendly, you know, always picking me up and dropping me back home. And yeah, that's a big part of why I kept showing up, you know, the welcomeness, the openness, the people letting me, you know, take part of it, asking me what I would like to say or do, or I got the chance to give some input, which I wasn't used to, you know. I always was in a corner, just not doing anything, wanting to participate, but not knowing how. And I believe that this program has shown me how and continues to show me how, because I can't do that by myself. You know, and being in a home group has helped me doing that, to call other people, ask them what they think, and together move on to a conscious. And that's not how I used to live, you know, deciding all by myself and doing everything alone. It felt very contradictive. And it feels like I'm talking way too fast, I'm rambling, my mouth is dry, I'm still feeling a bit nervous, but this is a great chance for me as well to look back at these past few years that I've been here and to acknowledge my growth, because I feel like I'm always the last person to see that. But a lot of stuff has happened, you know, when being in a home group as well has taught me a lot about my need to always be right, you know, and wanting to push that. It didn't really work out for me. Like we would have group conscious on Monday and I would call up my sponsor, or didn't, on Sunday night, you know, and just talk it all through and didn't even take the time to actually show up and actually think about it and pray about it and meditate about it. And I didn't really communicate at first with people. That came maybe like a year ago, like a few months ago when we started our own home group. Because I used to be committed to the group in Venlo, and now we have our own group in Kerkrade, which is it's a learning process for all of us. You know, it's a smaller group. It's more responsibility. And it's taught me to not be so much in the background. You know, this program teaches me to show up every time. And I don't feel like doing that most of the time, you know. I want to be, yeah, you know, hidden in the walls, not do anything I need to do. That's what I know. And it's been a real challenge to actively go against these convictions I have. And I don't know how to say it, but yeah, it taught me to show up in every state of being I've been in, because I've been so angry, so upset, or way too excited, you know, that I felt like it was too much. And still doing those things made me realize that that it's possible, you know, but every time with the acknowledgement that I can't do it alone. And it's presented some great opportunities, you know, to just do PI, get to the what's it called? The institutions, you know, show up there and spread the message. Some people come back to our meetings, and it's great to see, even though maybe it's one, maybe it's two, but they were still interested and still showed up. And maybe the seed has planted, and I feel a lot of gratitude to be part of that. Because, like now and then, it's not about me. My disease makes it about me, but it's constantly not the reality. So it's great to be part of this, you know, and great to feel some, it's not all the time. And I feel anxiety most of the time, you know, I still sometimes get attacked by this disease, but I feel more freedom than when I came in than 6 months ago, you know, I feel the, how do I say it? I feel the program working, you know, and I can't explain how, but I feel like I can be part of, and I can allow myself to be part of this, you know, what we do together. And that still feels new to me. That still feels like it's against my nature, you know, because I, whenever something happens, whenever I feel an emotion, you know, I just want to be gone. Don't bother me, I won't bother you, and I'll be gone, but it's not what's working out for me. And I never thought that I would thrive on, you know, connection with other people. Never thought that would happen. And, you know, that being said, there's a lot possible with this program, which I don't even know about. I feel like I'm just getting started, to be honest. And I feel like, you know, with working the steps, they go deeper. And this acknowledgement of powerlessness, you know, it goes deeper every time. And it feels like I'm just experiencing this. So I feel like I'm just getting started. And it's not a bad thing. You know, I used to really try and fix myself with this program. If I have the best writing, if I call the most fellows today, you know, I'll be good. I'll feel good. And I can prove other people I'm good, and it's not what's working out for me lately. And it's a big blessing to actually see that and to feel the, how do I say it? To feel that doing this to the best of my ability is good enough. And I don't have to try so hard to show everyone how good I am. Because that's what I come from, and that's what I always go back to whenever I'm spiritually not right, you know, when I'm not the most, not doing the most for my program. I always go back to wanting to prove people how good I am. And I just can't do that, you know. The best of my ability apparently is good enough. And everything that's, every different response I have has been given to me. So that would be good enough as well. And it's a nice acknowledgement to feel that I'm powerless, you know. I even clean, I try to control everything I was feeling, you know, and it's not working. So I feel like the steps go deeper at this point. And it's a blessing to see that. I feel like I'm rambling on, you know, but it's fine. It's fine. I hope it's a bit clear. And I'm just grateful to be here, you know. It's nice, because I didn't expect to, I never did anything in my life. You know, I held a job maybe a year. I did whatever I was trying to do to fix myself, maybe a few months, sometimes even 3 hours. I just can't do it alone. You know, and with this program, that it's possible, it's a miracle to me. Because I've never done anything for whatever period of time. I've been here for 2 years and a few months, and that's a miracle in itself, you know, because I try to commit myself, not anymore so much, but I try to commit myself to do, you know, I have big dreams, still do, and I had them, and I try to do it all in one day, you know, and would beat myself up if it didn't work, and then I just leave and try something new. And that kept that cycle of, you know, self-hatred, not liking myself, not wanting to look at myself. It kept it, it kept me right where I was at. So being here for this period of time is a miracle. This is the first thing in my life that I really want to do for myself. And not because, you know, anyone asked me to, or I wanted to please anyone, you know, not because my mom asked me to do it or whoever, but for me, because I want to be better and I want to feel some freedom eventually. And it's small steps, you know, but it's coming. And that in itself feels like a big blessing. Because I don't know how to, you know, I thought I could. I don't know how to make choices. You know, I don't know how to be a responsible, productive member. And this is the first thing that showed me that it's possible. You know, it's, I can do it, but we can together. And it's, I have to surrender to it every time because I still want to do a lot of stuff alone. I still want to, you know, I want to try. It's insane, but I still want to put up the fight sometimes. And yeah, it's been dawning on me. It's not worth it. It's way easier to just let people in, you know, show them where I'm at and yeah, do it together. Man, today made me think back of, you know, where I've been at and how I came in this program and where I'm at now. And it's a big difference. I'm having a hard time putting it into words, but it's the feeling is there. Since I came in, I don't know how to express my gratitude, but it's there. And I feel like it's more of an action thing, probably. I can't really put it into words. I've never been good at it. But it's a blessing to be here, and I feel like I've shared enough, because if I'm going to go over this, I'm probably going to talk shit, and it won't feel right. So thanks for allowing me to share and to be here.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elzita.